Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, then please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame poisoning when we come back. You know, Charles Lyell was one of the pillars of modern geology, and he published his Principles of Geology in the early 1800s. His concepts are so widely accepted today that most people who believe them don't even know who it was that originated these ideas. But it's from Lyell's system of reasoning that a doctrine of origins has been devised by simply projecting all of the natural forces that we observe today back through time indefinitely. This is called uniformitarianism. That way, catastrophes like Noah's flood have been strictly ruled out, and this process is called science. Now listen to this. When we talk about erosion, what's even more surprising is the discovery that all of the continents on Earth would be worn down to sea level in just 14 million years. So if you projected the natural erosion that's going on right now, the amount of mud that's coming down the Mississippi River and being deposited out in the Gulf, and you just multiply that out by all the rivers in the world, the bottom line is, in 14 million years, the Earth would be worn down to sea level. Now, go back 14 million years, has it been worn down to sea level? Go back 28 million years, has it been worn down to sea level? And where is the sediments over the last 14, 28, or 56 million years? They're not in the oceans. Now, what did our teachers tell us about these dinosaurs' extinction? That was 65 million years ago. Shucks, 14 million years ago, all of the mountains would have been worn down into the ocean. And you know, that's just one more of the many examples of this evolutionary propaganda that masquerades under the guise of science. And it's one more of the many lessons that we teach in our Mosaic Law School that we conduct twice a year here at Isabella. If you'd like more information, why don't you call and order our free General Law CD package. That's the place to start. Doesn't cost you anything. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. And best of all, it's free, and you can call and order one right now. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Click on to the archives page, and then download it directly or stream it. And if you don't find it at georgegordon.org, go to georgegordon.com, georgegordon.com. I think you'll find it there. Once more, that's georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we've been talking about this thing of aspartame poisoning. Now, there's a couple of factors that come into play here. If you haven't got a solution to the problem, then you don't need to beat your gums about what the problem is. So first of all, we had to identify, well, what is the problem? Well, there's 92 symptoms. Out of the physician's desk reference, there's a bunch of symptoms that come up. For instance, let's take a look at one. Let's suppose that you get scurvy. You got pain. You go to the doctor, he says, oh my God, you've got scurvy. The cure to scurvy is simple. It's vitamin C. Scurvy is caused by a vitamin C deficiency. It's starvation. You're being starved of vitamin C. Now, the solution is just as simple. You just start taking vitamin C and it'll go away. Your immune system, once it's been stocked up again on vitamin C, will come in, heal your body, and that'll be the end of it. So we've got two paradigms here. We got the allopathic medical paradigm that comes from Germany. then they want to cut, burn, and poison. Now, radical intervention. You know, you got a pain in your gut, we'll cut your appendix up. You got a tumor in your breast, we'll cut your breast off. Okay, that's one paradigm. And it works. We don't deny that. It works. You got an appendicitis, we cut your appendix out. Solves your problem. Now, it introduces other problems. There's side effects that come from it, but, you know, it solved your appendix problem, didn't it? All right, so now the other paradigm is, why don't we treat the cause of this appendicitis? Why don't we treat the cause of this scurvy? Now, scurvy's painful. It's a god-awful hard way to die. And when you've got this pain, you go to the allopath and he says, well, I can solve your problem before I give you morphine. Take the pain away. It doesn't put any more vitamin C in your body. It doesn't solve the problem of the scurvy. You're ultimately going to die feeling real good from the morphine, but you're going to die from the scurvy. Now, the naturopathic modality, or the natural healing school of thought, says, let's see if we can identify what's causing the problem, and then we'll solve it. Now, aspartame is the third biggest, bestest money machine that the medical establishment has created. Now, number one is cancer. Number one's cancer. $500 billion a year business. Number two is heart attack and stroke. It's cardiovascular disease. And then number three is aspartame. I mean, my God, this is a cash cow like, you know, like you only dream about. And that's because this aspartame causes 92 symptoms. And one of the symptoms that it causes is called Graves' disease. So let's just let's zero in on one of these diseases, Graves' disease. Now, Graves' disease doesn't occur very often. I mean, you don't have millions of people suffering from Graves' disease. It's not a household word like cancer and heart attack and stroke. But it's a disease, and it can be caused by other substances other than aspartame. So it's a real live disease that your body shows up with symptoms, and you feel bad, and so you go to the doctor, and he diagnoses you after all these tests, and he says, oh, you got Graves' disease. We don't know what causes it, and we don't know how to cure it, but we've got a treatment for it. And notice that the allopathic medical philosophy now doesn't have any cures, and they don't claim to. So if you ask them, well, what causes cancer? They say, I don't know. Well, how do you cure it? I don't know. Well, what do you do for it? Oh, no, we've got a solution to that. We're going to cut your breast off. We're going to cut this thing out over here. We're going to radiate you. We're going to give you chemotherapy. We've got treatments. And if you should happen to survive for 5 years, we call that a cure. Ah, come on. Let's wake up and smell a coffee here. This is stupidity based upon stupidity. Now, if your body... If you had in your body scurvy, knowing what I just told you, that the solution to scurvy is to take vitamin C, because vitamin C is the cure, because the cause of scurvy is starvation. You're being starved to death, and so we need to solve that problem. Now, that's called a cure, and your immune system, coupled with the nutrition that you need to have from the vitamin C, will solve your problem. That's what we want to do here. Let's see if we can do that. Aspartame, Dr. Janet Starr Hull, says, in 1991, I was diagnosed with an incurable case of Graves' disease, a fatal thyroid disorder. I never really had Graves' disease, but my doctors were convinced that I did. I had aspartame poisoning with symptoms of textbook Graves' disease caused by aspartame saturating my foods. Modern medicine kept me alive temporarily, but I cured my disease using the aspartame detoxification program. Now, there's a little C here in a circle, so this aspartame detoxification is a copyrighted process or program. And I presume, I don't know what it is now, but I'm going to tell you what I think it is. I think that come up with some detoxifying herbs, of which there's about 8 detoxifying herbs. And if you went into any health food store and said to the proprietor, "I'm looking for some detoxifying herbs," he could probably say to you, "Oh, okay, well, I'll sell you some senna, and I'll sell you some of this and that and another thing over here," and you'd put this together. Remember I told you the other day about activated charcoal? That's one of them. It's not an herb, but it's an agent that'll detoxify your body. Now, that being the case, you know, if you're sitting there saying to yourself, "Oh, this guy just wants to sell me this agent," you can go out here and figure it out, just like this woman did in 1991. Her doctors say, "We got Graves' disease." She's sitting there saying, "Well, what caused that?" And then pretty soon she gets to doing some research in the literature. She finds aspartame. She looks through aspartame and says, "Oh, my God, I think I got aspartame poisoning." And so she did just what I'm suggesting you do, go to the health food store and say, "Hey, what herbs do I need to take?" She puts them together and then says to herself, "Well, let me go out here and concoct this and sell it to the public." Makes all the sense in the world. Now, if you were to go to Dr. Schultz, for instance, and there's a number of people out here that put together these various detoxifying and nutritional formulas, and then they sell them. And if you're like I am, you're just plain lazy, and you don't want to put all this stuff together yourself, and it's damn much easier. I just get the Dr. Schultz liver detoxification, kidney detoxification, and colon detox, he calls it. And then 2 or 3 times a year, I go through the liver cleanse and the kidney cleanse and the colon cleanse. And I find that for the amount of money that I have to expend to do that, I'm willing to pay Schultz to put that together, compound it, put it in the capsules, stick it in a package and mail it to me. And then, dumb as I am, you know, I can take 1 or 2 of these pills every day, you know, and I can cleanse my colon and I can do this. And, of course, there's a little more to it than that. I'm just suggesting to you that you buy the kit. I think it's well worth it. But, listen, if you don't want to enrich Dr. Schultz or enrich Dr. Janet Starr Hull and you think that they're just trying to take advantage of it, well, fine. You can do it yourself. And then if you really want to get up on it, you can grow these herbs in your own garden. I have an herb bed down the ridge here. And we have a bunch of herbs in our herb bed. And hell, we're in a position where we could just concoct it ourselves, you know, if push ever comes to shove. Now, the medical associations, the American Medical Association and the Congress, they want to pass legislation to take all these herbs off the market and give them to the pharmacies so that they can control these natural food substances in addition to all the medicines. And one of these days, I suspect they're going to do that. And when they do, then you're going to be in a position where you'll wish that you had your herb bed down the ridge because you might not be able to get the stuff. But at this moment in time, as I speak, you can buy this stuff over the counter at the local health food store and you can solve your own aspartame problem. Now, I don't care, again, if you do or you don't. It's no skin off my back one way or the other. The aspartame story is a good story. And as an investigative reporter, it fits right into my bill. And so I'm delivering to you the information. Now, if you come to the conclusion that one of these 92 symptoms, and you've got 1 or 2 or 3 of them, and you say to yourself, "Well, I'm going to go to my doctor and see what he thinks." And your doctor says, "Well, I think you got Graves' disease." You may have. He says, "Well, I think you got muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis." You may have. But in all probability, you don't. And in all probability, it's aspartame. Now, if you're a person that never eats aspartame, you know, you don't just open up the little packet and pour it in your coffee. Well, it may be that you really do have Graves' disease. But, you know, if you're out here drinking diet soda and putting aspartame into your coffee when you go out to the restaurant, well, it's more than likely that you're reacting to the aspartame. and that you've got aspartame poisoning. Now, your disease symptoms fall into two categories. Either one, you're starving, as in the case of a shortage of vitamin C, or two, you're being poisoned, as in the case of aspartame. Now, aspartame is just one place that you're picking up poisons. I mean, you got toxins in your water, for crying out loud. You've got chlorine and fluoride in your water, and you bathe in the stuff, and your skin, which is your body's largest organ, is absorbing it. So there's other ways for you to poison yourself beside the aspartame, but remember, this aspartame is now in 5,000 food products. I mean, they've got this stuff in just about everything they can possibly put it into. And all of us are getting some aspartame. So every once in a while, I detox my body. I go through my kidneys, I go through my liver, I go through my colon. I do that twice a year. Schultz recommends you do it four times a year. I only do it half as often as I guess I'm supposed to. And so he only makes half as much off of me as he makes off of some other good guys out there. But then nevertheless, I'm getting by all right. And I would suggest that you probably could too. So here's a testimonial from Dr. Janet Starr Hull. She actually went through. She walked the walk, wore the moccasins, and walked a mile in some guy, another guy's moccasin there. And now she's got a copyright on her aspartame detoxification program. But I wanted to point out, she's not the only person in the world knows how to do this. Now, modern medicine has led us to take a pill or to cut it out. For almost every modern health symptom, it's take a pill or cut it out. But this approach alone cannot cure disease, as more and more people are personally discovering. Using the aspartame detoxification program that I designed at the time of my disease, I restored my health within 30 days. Now, if you're a young person, if you just stop taking the aspartame, and your body's pretty strong to start with, you know, you're in your 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, something like that, You probably, if you just stop poisoning yourself, it'll probably straighten itself out. But if you get to be old like I am, and your body's a little on the weak side to start with, the older you get, the weaker your body gets, weaker your immune system gets. If you were to take some herbs here that will bind that stuff up and cast it out of your body, it's probably well worth the money. At least I think it is. Now, if you use sugar-free products with aspartame and you suffer with health symptoms your medical doctor can't cure, more than likely you have aspartame poisoning. It's just that simple. Now, the dangers of aspartame poisoning have been a well-guarded secret since the early 1980s. The research and the history of aspartame is conclusive as a cause of illness and toxic reactions in the human body. Aspartame is a dangerous chemical food additive, and its use during pregnancy and by children is one of the greatest modern tragedies of all. Now, why haven't you heard about this before? Well, partly because the diet industry is worth trillions of American dollars to corporations, and they want to protect their profits by keeping the truth behind aspartame's dangers hidden from the public. Sometimes people call me and say, "Why, I don't believe that they would let them have do that." Well, hell, the tobacco industry did it for 50 years and got away with it. What the hell makes you think that the food industry can't get away with it for 50 years? Remember, aspartame's only been around for 20 years, and they're just doing the same thing with aspartame that they did with cigarettes. They said, "There isn't any evidence that this is true." Well, okay. There is plenty of evidence that it is. My job isn't to convince you that I'm right and you're wrong. My job is to present the evidence to you, and if it comes up, aspartame, well, then do what adults do. And if you don't, that's your problem in life, isn't it? Now, when NutraSweet, with a registered trademark here, was introduced for the second time in 1981, a diet craze revolutionized America's eating protocols, and a well-oiled money machine was set into motion, changing modern lifestyles. After more than 20 years of aspartame use, the number of its victims has rapidly been piling up, and people are figuring out for themselves that aspartame is at the root of their health problems. Patients are teaching their doctors about this nutritional peril, and they're healing themselves with little or no support from traditional medicine. Now, your doctor may be ignorant. That could be, but it's not very likely. You know, it's it always reminds me, you know, of a plumber, you know. That's what I am. I'm an old-timey plumber. So. Now, there's an old story that goes around like this. See, this brain surgeon's got a stopped-up pipe. So he calls his plumber out, and the plumber comes out and unstops the pipe and gives him a bill for $300. And the brain surgeon gasps, and he said, "You've only been here for 30 minutes, and you're charging me $300. That means that's $600 an hour." He said, "I'm a brain surgeon, and I don't make $600 an hour." And the plumber, counting the money out, looked at the doctor, and he said, "Well, I wasn't making $600 an hour either when I was a brain surgeon." So if you don't like the prices that are being charged, always keep in mind, you know, that your doctor over here is making money because of the ignorance of the people who come to him. I cannot remember, well, I can remember when I went to the last medical doctor, but I can't remember what year it was. It's been 10, 15 years ago now. It's when I had that gout in my ankle. Paid him $75 for an office call, and plus I had to pay him some extra there for two x-rays. But the moral to the story here is, the medical doctors know exactly what's wrong with you, but they don't want to tell you, because if they told you, then they couldn't make any money off of you. See, you can cure your own aspartame poisoning. If somebody points out to you, "I think your problem is aspartame poisoning," you know, you can go to the health food store. You can pick up some books and articles. You can go to, and this, remember, this is www.shirleyswellnesscafe.com. So if you want this report that I'm giving you right now, that's where I got it. And this is just one report. I've got a file folder here with at least 20 articles like this. Now, this is page 13 of a 31-page article, which comes from www, get this down now, dot, Shirley's-wellness-cafe.com. And you can get the same information I got, which tells me that the medical doctor out there can do the same thing. And when he goes to a convention, you know, somebody talks about aspartame and aspartame poisoning and one thing and another. Now, nothing's going to be done about aspartame because the American Medical Association makes buku bucks off of the 92 symptoms that are derived from aspartame. I mean, that's just where reality's at. Same thing happens with cigarettes. You know, the American Medical Association, you know, they give you a little lip service and tell you, well, you probably shouldn't smoke and don't eat too much fat. But, hell, the last thing they want you to do is to quit smoking and eating fat, because that produces cancer, which produces buku bucks. So let's be intelligent people here. Money's money. It's nothing personal. It's just business. Now, Dr. Hull's aspartame detoxification program, there are many natural detoxification diets available to help remove toxins from your body. Through my environmental research, I discovered the most efficient way to remove toxins from the natural environment, and so learned to apply that protocol to the human environment to remove toxins from the human body. I combine specific vitamins and nutrients known to remove toxins from the soil and groundwater into a natural detoxification diet for the human body. My natural detoxification program lifts metals, parasites, bacteria, and mold out of body tissues and eliminates them from the bloodstream, water stores, and fecal waste. The effects of my natural detoxification diet for human body detoxification is amazing. What works in nature can surely work in man. So, here's my point. Here's my report. Dr. Hull over here had aspartame poisoning, cured it. And now she's developed a detoxification program. I don't know what her name and address is, so I can't help you there. I don't have Schultz's name and address here on my desk. Just do a web search on Dr. Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z, I believe it is, Dr. Schultz. And I think that Schultz can do it. And if you live in one of the eight states with a nature path, you can walk into any nature path. I would bet you that you could walk into any chiropractor's office in America, any chiropractor, and tell him, I think I've got aspartame poisoning. Do you know what to do to detox? And I think he can tell you. And if he can't, he can sure as hell tell you where to go get it. Now, your medical doctor could also, but he probably won't. And there could be some medical doctors out there that don't know about aspartame, but I find that hard to believe. Hard to believe. A professional in his field who doesn't know, I mean, come on. Next, detoxifying clay baths. Now, here's a little piece of the puzzle here that I think is important. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with heavy metal and chemical poisoning. Among the many detox substances in my body, mercury from the fillings in my teeth was a major culprit. Having neither health insurance nor the money to pay for these expensive treatments, I began searching for alternative ways to eliminate these poisons. A major cause of immune system breakdown and thus the source of various diseases. Eventually, my search led me to a book, Using Energy to Heal, by Wendell Hoffman. Through his own research, Hoffman found that a special bentonite, a very fine volcanic clay, used in a bath can actually draw out toxic chemicals through the pores of the skin. After many experiments, he concluded that optimum results are obtained by immersing oneself in a tub of very warm water, mixed with a special bentonite clay for 20 minutes. Okay, so a 20-minute bath. Now let me pause for a moment and give you a little editorial comment. He's exactly right. Bentonite clay is one of the detox modalities. And there's a number of ways to use it. And there's a number of manufacturers that make it, and you can get it at your local health food store. You're looking for a box of bentonite clay. And your skin is your body's biggest eliminating organ. In fact, if you get out and sweat, your body will cast off many of the toxins that you're carrying in your body just through the pores of your skin, just naturally. And you take a shower and you wash it off. So if you get out and sweat for about 30 minutes a day, I mean, without any bentonite clay or anything else, just get out and go to work and sweat 30 minutes a day, you'll be amazed at what that's going to do for your health. But in addition to that, let's suppose you're a lazy couch potato and you don't want to sweat and you want to stay in the house under the air conditioner. Well, then there's another way to do it. Notice he says get into a hot bath. Hot bath. What does that do? Well, the hotter the bath is, the more your body perspires or sweats in the bathtub. Have you ever gotten in the bathtub, you know, and the water's so hot that you've got perspiration coming out of your forehead? All right. That's a hot bath. Well, if perspiration's coming out of your forehead, it's also coming out of your arms and legs and back. And it's simply coming out and being absorbed in the bathwater. Now, this bentonite clay over here, combined with this hot bath, I mean, if you didn't have the bentonite clay and you just took a hot bath, would be a big step in the right direction. But it just so happens that this clay, now, don't ask me how it works or why it works that way, because I don't know. But it does, and it will suck out. Let's suppose that you got mercury in your tissue. You take the hot bath. Your blood gets to flowing, and it starts to eliminate through your body pores in your skin. Bentonite clay aids in that process. All right, so there's that story for you. Now, mercury detoxifying clay bath. This unique bath kit enhances the removal of all forms of mercury poisoning, including methylmercury that accumulates in the body from amalgam fillings, and inorganic and organic mercury, such as from seafood. For autistic spectrum disorders, you use it in conjunction with the environmental detox bath kit. Mercury detoxifying clay bath dental amalgam, the material in silver tooth fillings, contains approximately 50% of the highly toxic heavy metal mercury. Environmental detoxifying clay bath help eliminate the toxins of daily living, such as vaccination toxins, inorganic chemicals, residues from caffeine, nicotine, cola, chocolate, food additives, preservatives, pesticides, and insecticides. And all of us are absorbing some of that. You know, you go to the store and you pick up a head of lettuce and you bring it home. Well, you know, out in the field they were spraying that head of lettuce, you know, last month with some kind of a deadly toxic chemical. And you bring it home and maybe you wash it good and maybe you don't. And as time progresses along, you're taking these toxic chemicals into your body. Over time, they build up in your fat, and over time, that causes you to have symptoms, and God only knows what those symptoms might be. So these detoxifying programs that Dr. Schultz has, and many other guys have, and he's not the only guy out there, is for the purpose of eliminating one of the causes of disease. Now remember, if you've got symptoms and you're feeling bad, you're either starving or you're being poisoned. Nor could be a combination of both. You're being starved and poisoned. So the first thing that natural healing does, or natural healers do, is they say, okay, well, let's start cleaning your body out. Let's get your colon to working. Let's see if we can't clean out your tailpipe here and get your exhaust system working. We know what kind of fuel you're sticking in your body, so you're sticking in bad fuel up front to start with. And then you got a potato stuck up your tailpipe and you're constipated and you don't work. So now you get sick and the doctor says, well, what we need to do is give you some kind of toxic pill. I mean, come on here, guys. Let's wake up and smell some coffee and see if we can't get alert and start figuring out, we'll solve this problem. You clean out your system and then you start putting in better fuel and you'll get better performance out of your body. Hey, I got to give you a reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you want more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, that's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact desk, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives, all of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one by calling the law school and asking for it. The number is 417-273-4967. Now, once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, click on to the archives, and then somehow or another on the archives page, you'll find that you can download or stream that general law CD package. Now, if you can't get it on georgegordon.org, then go to georgegordon.com. Somebody told me the other day that GeorgeGordon.org didn't have it, but GeorgeGordon.com did have it. And so we told the powers that be in the chain of command here and said, hey, fix that. Whether it's been done or not, I can't tell you. But anyway, they informed me that it's available right there on the webpage. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. and we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements, these recommendations that we give, don't mean that the authors or publications that we're endorsing are necessarily going to reciprocate. Keep in mind that most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review either. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program, they're mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, then please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call us direct, 417-273-4967. All right, we are talking about aspartame. Aspartame poisoning causes 92 symptoms. It is the third biggest cash cow that the American Medical Association has. Number one is cancer. Number two is cardiovascular disease. Number three is aspartame. And they make buku bucks off of it. It's a cash cow nobody wants to get rid of. And people love it. I mentioned this the other day. Now, if you run a restaurant, then let's suppose for the sake of our discussion here, you're listening to me and you say to yourself, I'm going to take that aspartame off the tables in my restaurant. And so you go around, you take all of the artificial sweetener off the table, and then watch and see what happens. I'll bet you that your customers are going to say, hey, where's the artificial sweetener? I don't want the sugar. Now, the food industry is powerful, and they're powerful because of their power to persuade. Advertising is the power to persuade. And it's an extremely valuable power. I mean, this stuff is worth a lot of money. So advertising agencies put together slogans and campaigns to change your buying habits. Now, while some of us know about the dangers of aspartame, the broad majority of people do not. And out of that broad majority of people that don't know is another broad majority of people that believe in the product and they want it. Now, if that's been, you know, if that's the case, it's that case with cigarettes. I mean, you know, 20% of the people of America smoke. So, one person out of five does not believe that smoking causes cancer, and if they did, they sure as hell don't care. That's number one. Number two, they want to smoke, it feels good, and they want to buy the product. That's why I wouldn't waste my time trying to convince somebody that he shouldn't smoke. What do I care? You know, these people are adults. They got brains. They can think for themselves. I smoked for years. I had a brain. I woke up one day and I said, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore, and I quit. The same thing's true with aspartame. You know, there's people out there that are eating aspartame, you know, for the most part are adults. They know what they're doing. Now, they might be ignorant today. Well, now you're not ignorant because I just told you the answer to the riddle. And if you've got disease symptoms, hell, even if you don't have the disease symptoms, why not avoid them? That's the other half of it. Now, I mentioned the other day that sugar is bad for you. So we all know how bad sugar is. And so the advertisers came up and they said, you know, that sugar is really bad for you. Why don't you quit taking sugar and take this artificial sweetener? It's good for you. And so you were fat to start with, and they said, well, our artificial sweetener doesn't have any calories. And so you put two and two together, and you said, well, the artificial sweetener doesn't have any calories, and sugar is bad for me, and it's full of calories, so I'm going to switch to artificial sweetener. So you did. Hey, listen, now you're not taking in the calories, and you're not taking in the bad stuff. You're taking in something worse, but you don't know that. And you believe in the product. And so this power to persuade now, it's a power. I mean, these guys are, you know, they've got their head screwed on straight, and they're using it, and they're making money off of it, making money off of you. And so now I come along, I'll blow the whistle on them and say, listen, did you know that? All right, now you know that. Now what we're trying to do is figure out, well, what do we do about it? So if you've got muscular dystrophy, and notice that there was a reference here to autism. And Schultz has mentioned that a time or two. Now, this aspartame, it attacks your nervous system. And typically, this autism comes from the methylmercury, which is in it's the thimerosal mercury that's found in vaccines. Now, there's another outfit here called Wendy Wilson, and she's advertised every week in the International Forecaster. So let me just flip over here. I got a forecaster here on the desk here, so let me go over here. Yeah, it's on page 26, and it says avian flu symptoms and modern medications and use caution and immunity is everything and the do's and don'ts and use your natural immune system. Well, under your natural immune system, listen to this paragraph here. Getting the right herbs in the proper concentrations is important. And Apothecary Herbs has a collection of 6 powerful immune system formulas in their upgraded pandemic kit. The kit contains 2 additional backup products for a forced vaccination situation to help draw the vaccine back out and to protect the blood system from the virus. These items have worked well on venomous snake bites, bee stings, poison ivy, brown recluse spider bite, and tetanus vaccine. Now, if you are forced to be vaccinated, you would use these 2 products immediately after getting the vaccination. If you haven't gotten your upgraded pandemic kit from Apothecary Herbs, don't wait. Now is the time to act. To get your upgraded pandemic kit, call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. So I'm going to give them a plug. Now, I'm going to avoid, if it's at all possible, I'm going to avoid the swine flu vaccine. But let's suppose, for the sake of our discussion, martial law is declared, and I happen to be in Springfield, and I get caught in a roadblock driving home, and I'm arrested and thrown in jail. And while I'm in jail, some guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, have you been vaccinated for this swine flu? And are you carrying your swine flu vaccination card?" "Oh, you haven't been vaccinated." And 2 big deputies come in and grab a hold of me. And they inject me with the swine flu vaccine while I'm struggling and kicking on the floor. Okay, that could happen, couldn't it? Not likely, but it could happen. Now, I've been injected with this deadly toxic snake venom and monkey pus, and I don't want that. Now, what am I going to do? Well, I've got to have some way to detoxify my body. So they've shot me up with some thimerosal, and they stuck in some nasty stuff. So here's Apothecary Herbs. They have formulated a formula. These guys are thinking. See, they're sitting there saying to themselves, "How do we sell these herbs?" And I don't fault them for that. I'm sitting here saying, "Well, that's good." Now, you and I know now at this point in time, we could take massive doses of charcoal, couldn't we? That'll help. We could use bentonite clay. We could get into a hot bath. We know that's another formula. We know that there are 8 the detoxifying herbs, of which garlic is one of them. Senna is a second. Now, if we got our detoxifying herbs, and that's all that Apothecary Herbs has done, they've taken these 8 detoxifying herbs, like garlic and senna, and mixed it probably with some charcoal, and put it in capsule form, and put it in a little kit, and said, "Hey, why don't you send us $39.95 and buy this kit, and then you'll be ready for it." And that's why I thought, let me give you that name and address again. Because if you're lazy, like I am, see, I'm not going to go out and put this kit together. And it's going to be made up of these 8 detoxifying herbs, or 2 or 3 in combination, with charcoal and bentonite clay. And probably have a little booklet there with directions on it. And said, now, if this event transpires, but hell, it doesn't have to be the vaccination. Hell, it could be aspartame. This detoxifying kit that's being sold here by Apothecary Herbs will do the same thing for the aspartame
as would the charcoal or would the same product if you made it yourself. And all you're going to do is save yourself some money by doing it yourself. You could go to the health food store and buy these products, take them home, mix them together, and then put them in the little capsules and take them yourself. You could do that. But I'm too lazy to do that, and it's just too damn easy to call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, isn't it? Now, if you're outside the United States, here's an international number for you. And that number is 704-875-8010. That's 704-875-8010. That's if you're living outside the United States. Now, they've got a web power. Or they've got a web page also. And it's called www.thepowerherbs.com. That's www.thepowerherbs. It's all one word. Thepowerherbs.com. Each kit contains 8 products for 2 adults for 10-day pandemic in a travel case for $175. Use dose by weight for children under 100 pounds. See instructions. Now save 15% with your mail-in order. See economic stimulus discount below to save 15%. Say $175 for this kit for 2 adults. Okay? Well, that's about, oh hell, it's under $100. You know, we're talking about $85 for a kit for you. That's $85 per person. Now, is it worth $85 to you? And that's what you're going to have to ask yourself. Do you want to save? Because by the time you buy the ingredients, notice that there's 8 ingredients here. There just happens to be 8 detoxifying herbs. And so I put 8 detoxifying herbs together with this product, with 8 products. And I said, oh, she went out to the health food store. She bought 8 detoxifying herbs, which I don't have the names of them right in front of me here, but there's 8 of them. And she mixed a little bit of each with each capsule, and she sticks it in these pills and sells them for $175. Good business for her. And it could be a good thing for you, because just in case, you know, you get the shot. Now, she's talking about this avian flu. And she's going to capitalize, this is Wendy Wilson, I'm going to capitalize on you guys that are working for General Motors, and General Motors is going to come up with a policy, and you haven't got the guts to tell them, go to hell, I'm not going to be vaccinated. And so you're going to subject yourself to the vaccine, because it's the easiest way out of this dilemma. And so to get along, you're going to go along, and then you didn't want to do that, but she says, hey, listen, let me cash in on that. I'll collect $175 for these wishy-washy milk toasts that can't tell GM to go to hell. And I think that's what that program's all about. All right, so maybe you're one of those wishy-washies and you don't want to tell your boss go to hell. You don't want to risk losing your job. You don't want a confrontation with the school nurse. So you let your kid get shot up with the snake venom and monkey pus and then send them home and give them the Apothecary Herbs Detox Kit. All right, now this comes from the international forecaster, and I'm going to give you his name and number too. The guy's name is Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman. And every week now, Bob Chapman puts out the international forecaster, which is an economic underground newsletter. I recommend it to all of my students, and in the end of the newsletter, he's got this Wendy Wilson. Now, they probably got some kind of a financial arrangement, because he pushes her stuff in his newsletter every week, which is not bad. If you want to buy these herbs, remember, you got to have someplace. I get mine from Schultz. You can get yours from Schultz or Wendy or somebody else. You can make them up yourself. But this just makes it kind of handy, and this is called the internationalforecaster.com. And that's simple enough. That's just all one word. The International Forecaster.com. It's $160 a year in U.S. funds. Talking to a guy from Idaho last night, and I said, "Hey, Jared, do you get the International Forecaster?" He says, "Well, not any more than what you broadcast, Mr. Gordon." And I said, "Well, that's too bad. You're insulated from the real world. You don't know what the hell's going on around you. The world's coming to an end, and you think everything's going along fine. Stick with the program. Now, if you want to know what the hell's going on around you, then get a copy. Start subscribing to the International Forecaster. All right, let's take a look at one more here. The French green clay is virtually unknown here in America as an international detoxification supplement. Yet Europeans have used it internally for thousands of years to remove the causes of disease symptoms. In 1986, after the meltdown of the Soviet nuclear power plant at Chernobyl, the Soviet Union put French green clay in chocolate bars and dispensed them freely to the masses to remove radiation they may have been exposed to. Found only in France and in India, the ancient seabeds that provide the green clays have healing qualities that not only attach themselves to and remove toxic foreign substances within your body, but they activate the body's own immune system through its chemical constitution. Green clays contain magnesium, calcium, potassium, manganese, phosphorus, zinc, aluminum, silicon, copper, selenium, cobalt, microalgae, kelp, and phytonutrients. French green clay has the ability to remove toxic metals and chemical residues, bacteria, and blood toxins with virtually no side effects of constipation, diarrhea, or stomach cramping. And it is known to remove radiation, arsenic, lead, mercury, and aluminum, and other toxic metals in less than 6 weeks. The more you use, the quicker you detox. Now, French green clay is extracted manually from a quarry in southern France. French green clay, there's another source in India. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Hull's detoxification program with B-complex, B3, niacin, digestive enzymes, vitamin C, and multivitamins as part of the detoxification program, then let me give you the name and number again of shirleyswellnesscafe.com. In other words, I'm giving you a synopsis of a report. This report contains bentonite clay and French green clay. If at this juncture of time you say to yourself, "All right, Gordon, I'd like to get some French green clay. Where do I buy it?" I haven't got a clue. Hell, I never heard about it until I just read it here in Shirley's Wellness Cafe report. So get your pen and paper out here, Bob. Let's get this down. It's called www.shirleys, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y-S, Shirley's-wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, wellness-cafe, C-A-F-E, .com. Now, you're looking for a 31-page report that was put out on 1-7-2006. Now, that's when I picked it up. So it's 3 years old. Shirley's Wellness Cafe, and you're looking for the NutraSweet.htm. So I think once you get to their website, if you look up NutraSweet Aspartame, I think you'll get this 31-page report. Then, when you get over here to page 15, you'll find the French green clay. Now, you can get onto the Shirley's webpage and say, "Okay, we'd like to buy some of this." Or you could go to Dr. Schultz, or you could go to Wendy Wilson, and you could say, "Where do I get this French green clay? Where's the source for me to buy it?" And I'm sure that these people could tell you. because that's what I would do if I wanted to buy some, which I think I'll do while I'm thinking about it. Now, bentonite clay you can buy in a health food store. Furthermore, if you went to your local health food store and said, hey, Bob, have you ever heard of French green clay? The guy's probably going to say, yeah, it's pretty pricey stuff. Comes out of France. A little bit comes out of India. How much do you want? And I've got some over here, or I'll order it for you. Or maybe he's never heard of it, and he'll say, well, let me look it up, and I'll find out. That's all you got to do. Go to a health food store and ask them. Go to your local chiropractor. There isn't a chiropractor here in America that can't answer these questions or tell you where the sources are. And if there is, the guy's he's a new immigrant, just came from India or swam across the Rio Grande River. I mean, here in America, the chiropractors are the place to go for alternative health care. There's eight states in the union, eight that have naturopaths. Other than that, you'll have to find one down on the street corner. You might be able to ask your local crack or heroin supplier, Joe, down on the street corner. Hell, he'd have a better clue as to where you'd find alternative health care than you would from the Allopathic Medical Association. So tuck that one away in your heart. For more information about detoxification for optimum health, chemicals and toxins are the primary cause of illness, disease, and obesity. Substances that are toxic to our bodies come at us from all directions. The air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, the cleaning products we use, the metabolic waste products inside of us. Toxins build up in the body, and they contribute to premature aging and chronic and degenerative disease. Studies have discovered various chemicals from our foods and our environment that indicate man contributes 700,000 tons of pollutants into the air every day, ranging from everyday household cleaners to cosmetics and hair dyes, chemicals and toxins that accumulate in our fat tissue. The more chemicals and toxins, the more fat the body manufactures. Internal detoxification is one of our body's most basic automatic functions. But in our world today, body systems and organs that were once capable of cleaning out these unwanted substances are now completely overloaded. Thus, many unwanted substances stay in our tissues. Now, that's what your problem is. See, every day you take a shower, right? And every day you bathe your body in chlorine and fluoride, two deadly toxins. And then every day you're eating food and you're getting aspartame. And every day you're smoking cigarettes, or you're in the environment where somebody else is smoking and you got secondhand smoke. You get the drift? You're eating chemicals off of your fruits and vegetables that you got out of Walmart. You are being chemically poisoned and intoxicated daily, whether you like it or not. So let's start thinking about how to detox. That's what this story is all about. How do you get these poisons and toxic elements out of your body? And the answer is it's called detoxification. And you want that Wendy Wilson from the International Forecaster. Or you want Dr. Schultz. Or you want any health food store in America or any chiropractor in America. Any chiropractor, any health food store should be able to steer you on to a detoxification program. Just that simple. Outside the United States, you people out there are on your own. Hey, I'm out of time. I got to give you a final reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact desk in the Law Hour. Website is updated weekly and has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date. For your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. our time's up. We got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.